Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back on a Roadshow Friday at the world-famous Beachcomber here in Wellfleet on the Cape. And I want to thank Dan and his entire crew here at the Beachcomber. Dan is celebrating his 35th year here.
Wow.
And this place is so full all summer long. They don't do a lot of things, but they have invited us back for 4 years in a row. So I want to thank Dan for that. I want to thank you guys for being here. We have a couple leads left this morning, including one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I'm trying to really word how to saying this, maybe without getting Curtis too mad.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if New England should give Brady a statue.
And the reason why is because
he just set radio back.
I did. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry to all the, you know, guys out there. And the reason why is not because he doesn't deserve one, but they're not going to give – the Patriots will never give Bill Belichick a statue. So you're going to have a Tom Brady statue in front of Gillette, which he deserves, but people are going to be like, all right, well, where do I go to see the Bill Belichick statue? Because if those two guys are hand in hand.
Please don't start this debate again on who is more
important. I'm not saying who's more
important.
Okay.
It's been settled.
No. I'm not saying who's more important. But when you look at, like, in Green Bay, there's a statue of Vince Lombardi, right? Yeah. When you have a great coach and a great player, there should be – those statues should kind of – be together.
You're saying there should be a Bart Starr statue right next to Vince Lombardi?
No, I don't. I mean, Bart Starr's no Tom Brady, you know. But when you look at Belichick and 6 Super Bowls, you look at Brady, 6 Super Bowls for one organization, like, those guys are the pillars of the Patriots organization. How do you have one without the other?
What if they agreed to give Bill a statue, but it's the one where he's with his feet up and Jordan's in the air?
The airplane statue. But, and there's no way in my mind that I think the Crafts are going to give Belichick a statue.
No, it'll be over their dead bodies,
yes,
as the saying goes.
I don't think they will as long as RKK is running things. But my opinions on the matter are well established. I agree with Wiggy. There has to be a statue for Bill Belichick, of course.
But I think Wiggy's spot on. I don't think they'll have to be dragged out of there
right
before they give him one.
Right.
So
I guess that's true because they could have already put Bill in the Hall of Fame did with Tom.
I mean, Bill's going to – he's going to be put into the Hall of Fame, correct?
Well, the NFL Hall of Fame, absolutely.
No, the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're not going to try to
– Well, did you see Parcells? He just got in.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, everybody that Wiggy won the Super Bowl with, for the most part, was brought in by Bill Parcells. Like Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson. I mean, up and down the list.
Willie Mack.
Troy Brown, Adam Vinatieri.
So, I mean, they have to induct Bill into the Patriots Hall of Fame. There's no way they can't.
Oh, hell yeah. But, hell yeah. I mean, he's as soon as his name goes on the ballot, don't you think that it's going to be instantly he gets into the Patriots Hall of Fame?
Right, but they changed the rules for Tom. Because usually there's a five-year waiting period.
Yeah.
They had the event last year that they profited off.
Yeah.
Now they're having Tom back to profit off it again with the statue. But Bill Belichick should be in – I mean, it's just
– Oh, he should –
But, like, why do they wait 5 years? I think it would make them look much better in the eyes of the fans. They would would appear magnanimous.
But they're not going to let their petty disagreements allow Bill to have the same type of – Belichick night that Brady had. They're not going to do that. So that's why I wonder, when you look at this statue, people are going to go to Gillette, you know, for as long as the team's in existence, and they're going to be like, where's the Belichick statue? We know there's a Brady one, and it's not about who deserves more of the credit, but it's just like those two guys go hand in hand. It's like Bill Russell and Red Auerbach. Right? It's not about who's more important, but it's like those guys were there for so long, they both should have statues. And with Tom, he deserves it. He should get it. But then, is Bill ever going to get one? And it's just a little weird, in my opinion, because of the way that those two guys are connected at the hip, and they talk about each other now all the time.
Yeah. Right. All right. Excellent lead, Wiggy.
Well, I'm sorry to make you mad, Curtis, about Brady. He deserves a statue. Don't get it twisted. Right.
Well, I was waiting for Wiggy to say he should have a snowball one.
And then where the hell's my statue?
I know.
Right? Should be right next to Tom.
All right, real quick.
If you had a statue, it would just have a constant stream of thoughts that you listen to.
Real quick from me this morning, Red Sox, Yankees this weekend, which is always great, and that's still a great rivalry from my perspective in sports. I think you got an unfortunate glimpse yesterday into the dysfunction that exists when it comes to the front office and Alex Cora on this team, and they've got to solve it going forward. So Sam Kennedy talking with Tom Caron, we played the audio yesterday during They Said It, talking about Rafael Devers and how he would be, Sam is certain that he'd be willing to throw the glove on and go play a little bit time at first base if the organization needs it, if they need it.
Right.
Craig Breslow on this show yesterday was somewhat taken aback that Sam Kennedy said that and refused to co-sign what Sam Kennedy said and was squirming his way out of suggesting that at any point Rafael Devers might actually play the infield for this Boston Red Sox team. There's a clear disconnect between Breslow, I'll throw Sam Kennedy in, and Alex Cora, and you understand why. Craig Breslow didn't hire Alex Cora. Sam Kennedy is front-facing and wants to, you know, I'm sure all well-intentioned, wants to make sure that Rafael Devers isn't dragged anymore by fans. If that's what's going on publicly with comments to Nesson and to us, imagine what it's like internally, and imagine what those guys who are playing on that team have to deal with when it comes to each little fiefdom and the three alphas that are trying to run what's going on over there.
Yeah, you know what? When you were talking, it's a great point. You know the famous trip that John Henry took to Kansas City?
Yeah.
Who was not part of the meeting with Rafi Devers?
Alex Cora.
And Craig Breslow.
Right.
So Breslow's the one who has inflamed the situation. Mm. Devers is mad. There's this clear issue. And Courtney, I think, said it at the time. It was about sports, which was weird.
Yep.
But it was, she said that this, I think that they're there to massage Devers' ego.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, I bet you that was the case.
Yeah.
Right. But I think Greg's more onto it because the dynamic, and you see this happen all the time, is when a manager is hired by owners and like, not really front office because it's not the GM. The relationship with Cora is with the John Henry and Kennedy.
Not only hired,
right,
but given a new deal at $7 million a year,
right,
for 3 years.
Right.
While Craig Breslow is there in his first year.
Right.
Like, and because they wanted him to be the face of the franchise.
And we've seen it with Heim Bloom where at the end of the day, Cora's their guy and they side with him. So I kind of feel like bad a little bit for Breslow because he might like Cora, but maybe Cora's not, he knows that Cora's not his guy, but he's like, my boss is want Cora,
correct,
but I have no control over that. So now he's kind of caught in the middle, and that's why when they were struggling, I was like, is there a chance that Cora could get fired?
Yeah.
And it's also so weird, just to finish this, that the guy that is powerless in it, Craig Breslow, is able to dictate how many pitches Crochet throws.
Yeah, right.
Like, the things that he's powerful, he has power in the areas that you would assume the manager is in control, and he doesn't have power in his role as the president of the baseball team.
But I think that if you wonder what is going on at times there, it's clear that there's some dysfunction in the junction,
right,
and you got a little glimpse of it, I think, yesterday. All right, we are at the world-famous Beachcomber in Wellfleet, and with us right now, from National Grid, it is Arne Larson.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Greg.
I want to thank National Grid because they're making this this whole event that we're doing later on today possible at the Wellfleet. At the Pearl in Wellfleet. Sold out. A couple hundred people hanging out this afternoon. And you guys are supporting the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. So
yeah.
I want to thank you for that.
So, and you know, before we talk about the 811, Greg, I just want to say that what you do with that foundation is phenomenal. You've helped so many people, and I know when we were at the Lobster Trap, I came out for the Fraternal Order of Police in Massachusetts, and we made a donation to your foundation, and it just kind of comes full circle with National Grid, public safety, because last December, we had Roderick Jackson and Officer Paul Tracy from Waltham PD, you know, tragically killed by that driver who intentionally did it. And if my memory serves me.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Correct. You went on the show the next day and you raised like $130,000 for the two families. And, you know, I can't say enough from both National Grid side and the world of law enforcement.
Well, that's because of these people here. Like, we ask a lot, and they give all the time. So,
yeah.
And we thank you guys for supporting. And I know that there was something you wanted to bring up this morning.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to talk about 811 DigSafe a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot of people know about 811, but they don't necessarily call 811 DigSafe. And it's very important to do that because we come out and we mock out your property so you know where your gas is, your electric is, because you don't want to hit those things with a shovel or a backhoe or whatever's going on. We do about, with between gas and electric, about 450,000 mockouts a year. And what a mockout is, you'll call, well, you won't because, you know, You're not working out in your yard, Greg. Let's
I'll have Johnny Egan do it.
Yeah, Johnny will do it. Yeah.
Or Ken.
Okay. So you call. We come out within 72 hours. We mark your property out. Then whoever you have doing the work, or you're doing the work, putting a tree in, putting a mailbox in, down here especially, down the Cape, outdoor showers, fences, things like that. And the Cape is 4 times the amount of damages that we get anywhere else just because it's a vacation community, right? So they're hustling to get their properties ready to rent them out. And then during the winter, that's when they do the work year-round. Like off Cape, they kind of slow down off Cape because the cities and towns don't want to give permits.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, down here, they don't want to give the permits in that 13 to 15 week season.
So call 811 if you're doing anything.
You call 811, dig safe. We come out.
All right.
We mark it out. It's great.
Anything else?
No. Oh. Well, you know, now that you bring it up, Greg, I was thinking how, you know, Bill Belichick has his boat. And he renamed the boat.
Yeah.
And I listen to your show all the time. Yeah. So I said, you know, I think if you guys had boats, you know, what would they be named?
Ooh.
Like you, for instance, for people that listen to the show, right?
What would our boats be named? Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, what would your boat? And Curtis, I mean, I thought of this because Curtis likes to do these little things.
Yeah.
Whimsical things.
I'm wacky.
Yeah. So I thought, like, the people that listen to the show and who are loyal listeners will get it all, right? Like, okay. Greg, if you had a boat.
Yeah.
Sourdough.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Sourdough.
All right.
Okay. That'd be good.
Right. I right. like yeah. that. Sourdough.
Okay. Right. Okay. If Ken Laird had a boat, social distance.
Yes. That would be a good one.
Right.
Right. There he is. It's hard to look cooler than that.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at him. He's a good-looking guy.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.
And then if Wiggy had a boat, high tide.
Oh, I like that one.
Excellent.
I was going to go with chocolate and thick, but I could take high tide. Right?
Yeah.
Emphasis
yeah.
on the high.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Curtis, I mean, you're the easy one, right? Numb nuts.
Perfect.
Courtney, size matters.
Okay.
Right? And for those who listen to the show, it's not about Santo.
Nope.
No, won't go there. It's about your, you know, feeling of the Massachusetts men.
Yes. Short. Okay. Short kings.
Okay. Right? Okay.
And then, I was surprised with the size. Thank you, Shime.
Shime would be...
loser. Shime would be loser.
Well,
Shime...
I think Shine would be like triple bogey.
Oh,
yeah, I think that's true.
That's
I was thinking that's secret
better.
Chick-fil-A. Right.
And then one more, Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jackson.
Right? What would Jackson be? Douche move.
Oh.
All right.
I like it.
Round of applause for Arnie and National
Grid. Thank you. And just like to thank some of the people that put this together out there today, Joe Connor, Kendra Nichols, and Wiggy. Jimmy Lothrop, the big man that gave you the donuts, he's going to get you in that.
I'll be in that backhoe
later.
I'm going to be on that backhoe, like,
What,
the thing with
the excavator.
The excavator.
You're going to drive that?
Yeah, that's a bigger backhoe.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Where are you going to drive it?
No, you kind of scoop stuff up.
Yeah. No, I know what it is.
There's no gas lines. Yeah. I don't want us to all blow up.
All right.
Good.
So we'll do that before.
I'm going to be right out here. I might take it down the hill.
Down the hill?
Okay. Please, Lord, no.
Okay. All right. We should get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox are back in action tonight. They have the Yankees in town, 7:10 first pitch. Sean McDonough joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Oilers are alive after some extra hockey and being down in most of the game. Edmonton takes the game 5-4 behind yet another Draisaitl game winner.
Oh, the Panthers. You win that one.
That's it.
It's done.
Yeah. Yep.
And they let them back in that game last night.
Yeah. It's very similar to what Charles Barkley said. That, you know, that game 4, like we'll see tonight with Indiana, was same thing last night with Edmonton. Because now series is tied at 2 and they go back to Edmonton.
Yeah. I mean, you and I, at one point watching that game, it was 3-0.
Yeah.
They should have had them done.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Done. Finished.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I told you, I'm a Connor McJesus fan. So.
What's the Panthers goalie's name?
Goalie Bob Borowski.
Yes.
Okay.
Babaski.
The U.S. Open Day 2 is underway. J.J. Spahn is atop the leaderboard at 4-under with Scottie Scheffler 7 shots back at Oakmont. J.J., the only guy to end the first round bogey-free.
Shime, there was an albatross yesterday.
Oh.
Ooh, who shot the albatross? I missed
Patrick
this.
Patrick Reed
shot the two on a par five.
Oh, yeah, and then when he started his press conference, wasn't he all pissed off because he triple bogeyed the final hole?
Yeah, yes. That albatross washed away. But
how do you do that?
You what? Hit
I didn't know what an albatross was until you said
so
it.
So on a par five, you nail your approach in the hole. So it's a two on a five.
It's two shots on a five. That's what I'm saying. But isn't that damn near impossible? Because don't you have to drive it a mile?
It's very
right.
rare.
Yeah. Very rare.
Just like a hole in one, very rare. Yeah.
That's a little bit easier though. A hole in one, I would think.
Oh.
Than an albatross.
I had an albatross on a. Some say it is harder to get than a hole in one. I had an albatross on a par four, so I had a two on a par four.
That's an eagle.
No, I think it's. Oh, isn't it called an albatross?
No, an albatross.
I think it's still called. I think it's still. Then it's harder than the albatross to get.
An eagle.
Eagle on a par four.
What?
No. Am I lying?
Well, but I mean, par four is going to be shorter, so the approach would be shorter, which would likely be easier than the approach on a par four.
Well, I would just be saying because, like, on a par five, you really got to drive the ish out of the ball, and then your second shot, that to me is harder than a hole-in-one, because a hole-in-one might be a shorter distance, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that was golf brought to you by Wiggy. The Thunder and Pacers face off for Game 4 tonight in Indiana. Tip is at 8:30. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.